Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Lions in the Currency reports that indeed the online recruitment firm plans to let go about 60 people from the 1,400 it employs in Dublin. The firm briefed its Irish staff yesterday on the job losses after unexpectedly announcing plans to shed 1,000 jobs yesterday, or 8% of its total workforce. It did not tell staff how many will be impacted in different countries, but about 170 employees in Dublin will be involved in a process which is expected to lead to about 60 job losses. The move follows an announcement last year by Indeed that it would be letting go 200 people in Dublin, again as part of a global reduction in headcount. The Indeed chief executive Chris Hyams said the latest redundancy round that he was sad to fire more people in order to make more money. Unlike last year, where our reduction was driven by cost savings, we are taking this action because we need to simplify our organisation and make it easier and faster for us to make decisions and help us to be more efficiently grow revenue and hires. Bloomberg reports that Tesla has started to rehire employees from its supercharging team, including some key personnel, just weeks after they were abruptly laid off. The move comes after Tesla boss Elon Musk disbanded nearly 500 members of the team last month, including top managers. Among those rehired is the director of charging for North America. The specific number of employees reinstated remains unclear, as neither Musk nor those rehired has commented on the matter. This decision follows significant criticism within the electric vehicle industry, where Tesla's superchargers have been considered one of the company's most strategic assets. Last year, Tesla successfully persuaded several major car manufacturers to adopt its NACS plug standards and opened its charging network to other users. The Irish Examiner reports that the European Commission has designated travel services website Booking.com a gatekeeper, and as a result will be subject to strict obligations under the EU's Digital Markets Act, marking the latest crackdown on the market power of larger tech firms. The move means the firm has 6 months to make sure it complies with a raft of preemptive measures under the Act, which aims to prevent competition abuses before they take hold. Following the decision, the EU Commissioner responsible for antitrust, Margrethe Vestager, said holidaymakers will start benefiting from more choice and hotels will have more business opportunities.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.